This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. On our program today, we're joined by Jack Jensen. Jack is a local businessman and a teacher, and he's working with the Future Business Leaders of America at Mitchell High School as they're sponsoring a bone marrow drive, which is scheduled for Wednesday, October 18th from 8 until 3 at Mitchell High School. Welcome to our program, Jack. I guess we should begin by asking, what is bone marrow?
Bone marrow is at the center of your bones, and it produces your blood. Your red cells, white cells, platelets are all produced by your bone marrow. More specifically, the white cells become very important because if you have a blood disorder or a certain cancer, normally it's the white cells that aren't responding correctly. I had leukemia 10 years ago, and basically my blood and bone marrow was defective. We were producing too many white cells that weren't doing their job. They weren't fighting off infection. So in order to cure my leukemia, I had to have a bone marrow transplant. And I had to go through several procedures to prepare me for that. But most importantly, I needed a bone marrow donor. You just can't go to the drugstore and buy bone marrow. It has to be donated just like blood.
Why would we need to replace bone marrow?
Any type of blood cancer, leukemia, and other types of cancer. Sometimes it's used for breast cancer as well, lymphomas, that type of thing. You have to actually replace the bone marrow. So in most situations, and in my situation, my bone marrow had to be killed. So through a week's worth of chemotherapy and radiation, they kill my bone marrow, and then it has to be replaced with new marrow. And what happens there is it is gathered from the donor. It is hand-carried to me, the recipient, and it's fed just by gravity into a artery on the top of your heart. And that marrow knows, once it gets in your bloodstream, the marrow automatically knows to migrate to the center of your bones. It does that, and after a couple of weeks, it will start growing and producing new red cells, new platelets, and new white cells. So, therefore, I now have my donor's bone marrow and her blood inside of me, producing red cells, white cells, and platelets.
That's fascinating. The bone marrow drive is coming up on the 18th at Mitchell High School. What are we talking about with a bone marrow drive? What's going to happen?
What's going to happen is, and by the way, this is being held in conjunction with a blood drive. We're doing a blood drive and bone marrow drive at the same location, same time. The bone marrow drive is handled a little bit differently. You do not have to give bone marrow. You do not have to give blood. You just give a simple mouth swab, and your tissue is typed, much like DNA testing, but your tissue is typed, and then that will go on to the bone marrow registry, where sometime in the future, hopefully, you can save a life by your tissue being very similar, being matched to someone in need who needs bone marrow.
The registry. Is there a lot of names on there? Tell us about that.
There are millions of names on there, and it's growing every year. However, when you consider the population of the world, there's not a lot. I think at this time there's probably 8 to 10 million people on the registry. When I was going through this, there wasn't that many. There was probably 4 to 5 million people on the registry. And this is all genetic. So if you traced our family histories back through eons and eons, my donor and myself are probably related to each other, you know, 500 to 1,000 years back. She's white Caucasian, I'm white Caucasian, so she's probably from Europe somewhere, and so am I back right. through our history. It is crucial to educate the public on bone marrow transplants and becoming bone marrow donors. And I use myself as an example. When I was going through this, the only way I was going to survive leukemia was through a bone marrow transplant. That's the only way I was going to survive. So you first look to your relatives. You look to your brother. If you have a twin brother, then he's an automatic match. But I didn't have a twin brother. So I had to go to the National Marrow Donor Program and search their registry to find a match. And of the 4 to 5 million people that were on their registry, there was only one donor that matched me. So that's what you have to think about. Are you that one donor that can be the possible match for somebody who needs a bone marrow transplant, you know, years down the road?
We've got the bone marrow drive coming up Wednesday, October 18th from 8 till 3 at Mitchell High School.
Yes, you'll come in and we'll have representatives from the National Marrow Donor Program. You will take your mouth swab, you'll sign a form, they'll ask you a few health questions to make sure that you qualify. Right now, we're just increasing the numbers on the registry. There are fees associated with this tissue typing. The fee is $52. However, Rick Hendrick from Hendrick Motorsports has the Hendrick Marrow program, and he is paying $17 of all the fees that come in. So our total cost is $35 per person. We ask if you can to pay that $35. If not, the school is doing a fundraiser to try to raise money to help offset those costs. But it's a small price to pay to get that tissue typed and to save somebody's life in the future. Just a word about minorities also. There are no fees associated with tissue typing for minorities. So, you know, whether you're black or Hispanic or some other minority, those fees, that $35 fee is totally covered. And the reason is minorities are very poorly represented on the bone marrow registry, and we need to increase their numbers drastically. Because if you are a black or a Hispanic, the chances of you finding a donor to have a successful bone marrow transplant are almost zero. Any minorities, please come out. Your tissue typing is free.
The number to call is 688-2101, and leave a message for Jack Jensen, and he'll get back in touch with you. Thank you, Jack, for talking with us. And
Thank you, sir.
Good luck with your project. For Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.